Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios in downtown Milwaukee, it's Wisconsin's Midday News, making stories come to life. Now, here are your hosts, Greg Matzik and Jessica Tye.
1 hour down, 2 to go. It's Wisconsin's Midday News here till 3 o'clock. Bucks basketball later tonight. Back home here for a 3-game homestand, taking on a Eastern Conference power, the Knicks. Coverage underway tonight at 6:30 on WTMJ.
And now it's time for three big things on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Number one, Hurricane Melissa makes landfall. You heard it here first at noon. The Category 5 storm made landfall near New Hope, Jamaica, with winds of 185 miles per hour. It is just the second Atlantic storm to ever make landfall with winds that fast. Forecasters say Melissa is bringing catastrophic conditions to the island. ABC's Ike Ajachi is in Kingston.
Life-threatening conditions are expected to drag on for hours, long after the eve passes overhead. Now, if you're in that western or southern parts of Jamaica, like Westmoreland, St. Elizabeth, or Manchester, the message at this hour right now is to shelter in your home. Shelter in the most secure interior room in your home.
Officials in Jamaica say many people refuse to leave, so that's why that warning is out there, because there are so many people who just didn't leave. They were warning that, hey, this is not a time to be brave, but some people still said, hey, we're staying. Hurricane Melissa was already deadly before making landfall, so I worry right now for those people who did not evacuate. They're saying this could be total structural failure. There were already power outages. You know we're going to see more. We're talking about just wicked winds, the flooding as well. This is nasty.
There's a number of eyewitnesses accounts on social media right now, if you're paying attention on Instagram or maybe X. And, you know, the consistent theme here is just blinding winds and rain. And you can't see 5 feet in front of your face here. It's incredible. And then you've got some of these aerial photos that show how the storm has come together and how it's just sitting and circling. I mentioned it was moving at about 7 miles an hour, which is, you know, painstakingly slow. It actually dropped to 3 miles an hour a while back, so it is in that sub-10-mile-an-hour range, just spinning with winds at 185 to 220 miles an hour. There are business owners being quoted as saying their entire coastline is gone. Really, the entire island is in jeopardy here. It's not a very big nation. Jamaica is a relatively small island, just a fraction of the size of Cuba, its neighbor to the north. And it is and will be engulfed by the storm.
I was looking at some of the most recent updates from the National Hurricane Center. And in caps, the first sentence of this one says, "This is an extremely dangerous and life-threatening situation, exclamation point. Do not leave your shelter as the eye passes over, as is happening right now, as winds will quickly and rapidly increase on the other side of the eye." And Greg, this was the other part that really got to me. It says, "To protect yourself from wind, the best thing you can do is put as many walls as possible between you and the outside. An interior room without windows, we hear that. But also, it says you can cover yourself with a mattress and wear a helmet for added protection."
Yeah, that's where you're at right now. You can't exactly drive off the island here. It doesn't work like that in Jamaica. Number two, Amazon cutting 14,000 jobs, primarily ones in its corporate offices. The company's CEO says the company is healthy, they're doing well, they're growing, but the cuts are due to advancements in artificial intelligence, which lessens the need for certain positions. Amazon execs say the workers who are affected will have an opportunity to look for open roles in other areas of the company, and it is a massive company. More from ABC's Rebecca Jarvis.
Amazon isn't alone here making these changes in the midst of a major AI transformation. Target announced last week that it will be eliminating about 1,800 roles. Other tech giants like Microsoft, Meta, Google, and Intel have also made cuts this year.
Internal documents suggest Amazon plans to replace hundreds of thousands of jobs with robots and automated systems by 2033. The report also indicates the company intends to avoid hiring over 600,000 workers in fulfillment operations over the next decade. They're going to seek to increase automation by 75% for those tasks.
That's a lot. Number three, weight loss drugs are helping Americans shed pounds quickly. It's having a big impact on the nation's obesity rate. ABC's Sherry Preston has the new numbers just in today.
According to a self-reported Gallup poll, obesity rates in the United States have dropped for the first time in 15 years, driven by the surge in GLP-1 medications. Numbers show 15% of women and just under 10% of men are on drugs like Ozempic and Mounjaro, more than double the number who said they used them just last year. Researchers say the use of those drugs has helped lower the nation's obesity rate from nearly 40% in 2022 to 37% today.
13 states, including Wisconsin, cover GLP-1s for obesity treatment under Medicaid. There are efforts right now to expand that coverage. So, you know, once more states jump on board, more people will be using them.
It's 1:14. We'll call it here on WTMJ. Coming up next, it's the end of the line for deep thought. Again, we'll explain after this. So it's about a year ago, we were all curious, what the heck is that boat doing ashore at Lake Michigan? This abandoned boat. We were starting to send reporters out there. People were starting to stop by and look at the thing.
Because it was out there for so long, and it was a big, nice boat.
People were confused, right? That this 30-footer, this beautiful boat, where is the owners? Where is everybody? Why is it just sitting here on the shore of Lake Michigan? Well, over the course of time, we grew a love affection for Deep Thought, the boat that's now known as
for it.
Something like that. Well, the boat, you might remember, last October was abandoned, right? The owners who live in Mississippi, who have still not been contacted or made available to folks in the media here, we'd love to talk to you.
I tried to contact them. I left a message. And actually, for a hot second, I thought this was very, very early on. This was very early on when we were trying to figure out, okay, who's responsible for this? So I did call. And I thought they might tell their story in the beginning. And they never called back. I called a couple times. I left a message and just said, hey, can you, explain to us what happened, what you're hoping to do with it? Obviously, you got caught in a tight spot. And then at some point, you knew they were not going to talk because it spiraled. The story spiraled.
Well, the story is that they just ran out of gas, right? And all of a sudden, it was, what do we do with this boat? We got no gas. Well, they fled town, and all of a sudden, this boat was just sitting there. It became kind of a landmark, kind of a nuisance, part of Milwaukee lore, I guess is the safe way to put it. But it also cost a pretty penny to get that thing out of the water,
yes,
if you remember. So you had this tow company, ultimately, 9 months later, getting this thing that had been graffitied and soaked and waterlogged and full of sand and everything else. It became a popular site for pictures and whatnot. I saw somebody had their wedding photos down by Deep Thought, which I thought was entertaining.
There was like a ballerina on it. I will say that photo was pretty cool with the ballerina on top doing a little dance.
Well, the city hoped to recoup some money by having an auction for Deep Thought because, again, this thing was thousands and thousands of dollars to remove.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The official owner of Deep Thought is J.E., who's bid $2,525.
J.E. was actually the towing lot that got it out of the water to begin with.
At so, All City Towing.
$2,525, and it was at the auction, right? The city had hoped to recoup about $20,000 of removal costs, and it cost upwards of about $50,000 to remove. Well, now the owner of the boat, Deep Thought, is sending it to the scrapyard. And it's already done so, as a matter of fact. The slow dismantling of this boat has happened over the course of the past couple of months here. Interesting article on the Journal Sentinel documenting the steps that is taken for the owner of Deep Thought, this tow lot, to remove it while also making sure it maintains some sort of presence in the community by giving away some of the graffitied pieces to those who may stop by and are interested in having a piece of Milwaukee history.
Yeah, some people are using it as artwork, which is kind of cool. I like the fact that there is actually a certificate of authenticity for Deep Thought. He's actually created these certificates for people. He says, as long as somebody reaches out, I'll give them a piece, as long as I have one. That's according to the article in the Journal Sentinel today.
Well, I love that, right? The county's had to foot the bill here for the bulk of the cost of removing the darn thing. But again, it remains part of Milwaukee's culture here. It was a visitor attraction on Lake Michigan. All City Towing got a lot of advertising movement out of this whole thing. I'm sure nobody knew much about towing in Milwaukee until All City Towing came to the forefront here and, quote unquote, won the auction. Would you want a piece of this thing? Just a small piece of metal. Would you frame it? What would you do with this thing? Would you need the certificate of authenticity to go along with it?
I wouldn't frame it. I definitely don't need that certificate, though I do think it's cool that he's doing that, and I think it's fun. It's kind of interesting that he's taking the time to do that, but I like that. I actually like Jeff over at All City Towing. I like what he is doing with a section of the boat. He's actually kept one part of it, the part where you can actually read the words Deep Thought, and I guess he plans to turn that into a bench for use by his fire pit. That sounds cool. Like, if you had a piece of it to do something woodwork-wise, say, like, up in Door County, you know, vacation spot, I could see that.
I guess you just call this a loss if you're the county, and you just try and move on, right? I mean, it was $50,000 to get that thing out, $2,500 and change as part of the auction. A significant loss here for the county. Nonetheless, it becomes an incredible story and just another thing to add to the chapter in the book about Milwaukee.
Deep thoughts on Deep Thought.
And now, Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy.
Some sad news to share to Milwaukee's broadcast community. Did you see this? Former WISN 12 news anchor Jerry Taff has died.
Saw that yesterday, and I was saddened by that. It's just one of those names and faces you recognize if you grew up in the area, as I did, especially in the 90s, as I was watching more, paying more attention to news and sports and weather. It's just one of those people, right? And Mike Gouchet was part of that group. Jerry Taff was part of that group.
Yes.
Specifically names that I remember seeing nearly every night watching television.
I mean, that crop, including Jerry Taff, is who I grew up watching and partly why I wanted to get into the business and journalism and come back to Milwaukee as well. Well, Taff joined Channel 12 back in 1979. He anchored for more than 25 years in Milwaukee before retiring in 2005. But he truly, Jerry Taff, he became one of the most familiar and trusted faces in local news in our area. And many of you will remember him for his signature sign-off. Remember this?
Good night and better tomorrows.
Yeah.
That was his. That was his. Well, coming up during our next hour at about 2:35, his longtime co-anchor and friend, retired WISN news anchor Kathy Michaelby, will join us. She'll share some memories of Jerry Taff over the years, and maybe we'll ask her how he came up with that signature sign-off.
You know, he did have that. There were a couple. Bill Taylor, who also passed away, longtime anchor at Channel 4, had a signature tagline as well. I don't know if that was a thing in the 90s, but a couple of folks had it working in this area. But, you know, it was at a time where the 10 o'clock news was everything. You had to watch the 10 o'clock news. That was it. That was your source for news throughout the day. And the world has changed, and how we consume media has certainly changed. And there's certainly always a place for local news, broadcast radio, broadcast television. I believe in the paper, though that model is becoming more difficult. But the 10 o'clock news, man, that was everything. Those were the people you trusted. You invited them into your house, and it was the last group of folks you saw before you went to bed.
Yeah, without
right?
a doubt.
Jerry was part of that group.
Jerry Taff, part of that group here in Milwaukee. For more than 25 years.
Yeah.
Good night and better tomorrows.
Good night and better tomorrows.
Good night and better tomorrows.
Yeah, remarkable career. Kathy Michaelby joins us coming up at about 2:35. We'll also get an update on the hurricane here. Lauren Larson, our guest, coming up in about 15 minutes here. We'll get you the news coming up at 1:30, and then Lauren will walk us through what they're experiencing in Jamaica, this Cat 5 hurricane bearing down on the island of Jamaica. It'll likely move through as a Cat 5 reduced to a Cat 4 once it gets over the water in between Jamaica and Cuba, and then the eastern part of Cuba will also be struck. Pretty significantly, they're expecting about 25 inches of rain through Wednesday in Cuba, perhaps 40 inches of rain falling in Jamaica. 1:26 here on WTMJ. We do have news coming up here in just a few minutes. It's also a Tech Tuesday. Mike Dubusky, our guest, coming up at 2:15. Well, pretty mild seasonal conditions here in southeastern Wisconsin for the next several days. Not the case in Jamaica here, kind of the back end of hurricane season. We talked to Lauren Larson about this yesterday, and things have certainly intensified as Hurricane Melissa has reached landfall in Jamaica. TMJ4 meteorologist Lauren Larson. Lauren, I don't know how much you're diving into what the models say, the radar, just watching coverage here. It's terrifying to watch what we're seeing here. This entire island, this proud nation of Jamaica, completely engulfed, and while the eye doesn't take up the entire center point of the island, just the devastation that it's bringing, the punch that it's packing, going anywhere from 3 to 7 miles an hour, it's just sitting there on this poor island.
Yeah, absolutely. Devastating, and like you said, there's hardly words to kind of express just what it looks like as far as on the surface and from above. So we are keeping an eye on that as we go throughout the rest of the day. Like you mentioned, it did make landfall just after noon, I believe, in Jamaica. Really, the only bright spot in this is that the eye was further off to the west, so did not make landfall near the most populated area, which is Kingston. That's really the only good news I can share with you. Besides that, on really all fronts, it is strong and really devastating. Seeing extremely low pressure, 892 millibars is what I saw, which is actually tying for the third strongest in the history of the Atlantic.
So what does that mean? I saw that too. Yeah. What does that mean, Lauren?
So we, you know, sometimes even in Wisconsin, we talk about high pressure versus low pressure. And high pressure normally keeps things pretty clear, like we're seeing outside right now. But low pressure is when we talk about some rain and stuff like that. I mean, how do I phrase? 892 millibars is so low. The third lowest that we've seen as far as the Atlantic hurricanes on record. So it has a lot to do with the wind speed, and that's why we are seeing such strong winds with this gusting to 225, sustained winds, I think 175 is what I saw last.
Yeah, I mean, this is bad. Category 5 storm making landfall near New Hope, Jamaica. As you guys track this, what are you expecting as far as it lessening in strength? And I'll be honest, I mean, at the end of the day, whether we're talking about a Cat 5 or a Cat 4, this is major devastation. And to the people who live there, it doesn't really matter. But it is something that I know forecasters and meteorologists are keeping an eye on.
Yeah, well, usually we see once a hurricane makes landfall, it does begin to weaken just because it's not over the warm ocean, and the topography does take some of that energy as well. So we can expect it to cross over Jamaica and then leave the northern part of the island as we go throughout the next couple of hours. Next, it's looking to make its way towards Cuba, expected to make landfall here late tonight, maybe early tomorrow morning. I feel like as we are kind of tracking landfall as far as Jamaica, it got pushed back a couple hours and a couple more hours. So right now it's expected late tonight. I would not be surprised if we see it kind of slow down and then make landfall early tomorrow morning. It is still expected to hit Cuba as a Category 4 storm, though. So still very strong and destructive.
I was also curious, do you know as far as, and I imagine you know a little bit, I don't know if you know all the details, and that's okay, but I want to ask just in case, because I think our fans might find it interesting, is Melissa's name going to be up for retirement after this? How does it work exactly with the names of these storms?
Yeah, you're right. I don't know a lot about kind of who makes that decision and when we make that decision, but I have no doubt that this name will be retired.
I just remember in some cases when you have a storm that is so deadly and so destructive, they retire it right after that. But then in other cases, and you can think about this like throughout our lifetimes, you'll hear some of these names come back.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunate situation. We'll continue to follow it here throughout the day and the next couple of days. Locally, Lauren, what are we looking at here for the next few days?
Yeah, well, it's hard to believe we're just a few days away from Halloween, which, of course, is the end of October, and it's just mild here. There is an area of low pressure, not, of course, in the 800 millibar range, but there's low pressure further out to our west. That is bringing rain closer and closer. I don't think we're going to see any rain as we go throughout the rest of the day today. It's pretty nice and sunny outside, clear skies as I look at all of our tower cameras. Maybe seeing that rain make it to Madison, but that's about as far east as I think before it tracks further south. So dry as we go throughout the rest of the day today. Pretty mild overnight with temperatures only falling into the low 40s. Tomorrow we can expect a few more clouds, but average temperatures in the mid to low 50s. Same story as we look towards Thursday and Friday as far as trick-or-treating on actual Halloween. Should be dry for the most part and fairly average. Again, just seasonable temperatures. As we head into the weekend, the start of November, there are a few more chances for rain showers.
Good stuff. TMJ4's Lauren Larson. We appreciate it, Lauren. Thank you.
Thanks, Lauren.
Yeah, have a nice day, guys. Bye.
143 on WTMJ. In the know with the BBB, we bring you the latest scams you need to be aware of after this.
Don't become a victim.
Scams on the rise.
A warning today. Watch out.
Be aware with the BBB.
Should I click on this? No.
On Wisconsin's Midday News.
It is time to be aware with the BBB, and today we start with something a little different, something good. I like that. The BBB Serving Wisconsin just opened up applications for the 2025 Students of Integrity Scholarship. Lisa Schiller with the BBB is back to explain who's eligible for the scholarship, how students can apply, and maybe, just maybe, she'll even give your family some tips on how to make sure that essay stands out. Great to have you back, Lisa.
I'm so glad to be here, and I'm glad to be talking about something positive today.
Isn't that great? I know. We have to talk about the scams, but this is a little nice break. So what's the idea behind this BBB scholarship?
Right. So this is our 15th year. So we've been awarding these scholarships about a dozen a year. This year it's going to be 10 for $2,500 a piece, which is, you know, a decent amount of money.
Yeah.
And really, you know, the purpose of this is that the Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin hopes to develop future business leaders who will promote ethics in the Wisconsin marketplace. And always remember, you know, that they won and do good things.
So for people just hearing about this, maybe for the first time, what's the process like? How do you go about being included in this opportunity?
Right. So it's not that difficult. And it does not take, you know, a week to apply. So I want to encourage people. This is for high school seniors. And they need to have a 3.0 grade point average or show a consistent improvement over the years. So this is not really based on grades. You know, this is primarily based on an essay that the student has to write. Mm. They have to show us, you know, an ethical dilemma that they came face to face with and what they did in order to overcome that. So 500 words. And if they don't like to write, they can certainly provide us a video or audio.
Oh, I like that component.
I know.
Okay, but I did ask you about the essays earlier this week because the most important part of the submission is the student's personal essay, whether that comes via a written letter or comes via a video, as you said. So were you able to dig up a couple essays? I was just kind of curious what stood out in years past. I would love to hear just a little synopsis from somebody who won.
Right. You know, I do. I have a couple of little snippets from a couple of the winning essays from last year. And I'll tell you that I have been part of the decision making as far as narrowing these down because we get, you know, a couple hundred.
Sure.
And so reading these essays are always so touching. You know, I mean, I get tears in my eyes every time I go through these. And so it's very hard to choose. And, you know, we really have to, you know, go through them with a fine tooth comb. And so there are a couple that have stood out. So I'll start with one example of one of the winners from last year. So remember, we had a dozen winners last year. So this person says, then this is in regard to on alerting his boss to unethical behavior in the workplace. And you have to remember the BBB's buzzwords are, you know, ethics and integrity. So
right.
It's really spoke to us. This one said, this experience taught me. So again, this was on alerting his boss to unethical behavior in the workplace. He says, this experience taught me that integrity is not always rewarded with approval from others. Doing what is right can cause some relationships to be damaged, but that does not mean it is not worth doing. So very important. And that came from Joshua Andre Ortega from last year.
Pretty cool stuff here. So I'm reading through the submission process here. Community involvement, matters, volunteer activities, awards and honors, all great, all considered here. And there's still a couple of months to go if people want to be a part of this.
Yes, they still have time. Actually, we just opened it up. So they have until a few months. They have until next year to apply. So we have a whole packet of information on our website at bbb.org/Wisconsin. They can click on it. They can read more about it. They can obtain an application. The essay counts for 60%, so keep that in mind. But we do, you know, require letters of reference. So that is, you know, plays a little bit of an important role. Academics are 10%. And community involvement, we look at that a little bit, 5%. And if they're first generation college student, 5%. They'll get an extra 5%
an extra
for that.
5%. That's great. Okay, I had you dig. So I know you have another essay out there. And since I made you dig for this, can you tell us about somebody else? Because I love hearing from these students. This is in their own words.
Yeah.
These are the winners.
Yeah, and they're touching. Remember, this is just a portion. So I'm just reading you a portion from some of the winners. Otherwise, I'd be here for quite a while. So this one says, on hiding his father's car key so he would not drive after drinking, says that moment taught me that doing the right thing isn't always easy and it won't always be rewarded right away. Sometimes it even comes with immediate consequences. But in the end, integrity isn't about avoiding punishment or seeking approval. It's about making choices that align with what you know is right, no matter how difficult they are. So that was in regard to his own father and trying to help out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those are some incredible stories. So applications open for the 2025 Students of Integrity Scholarship. Good luck to those who are applying. I love it. Okay, so let's talk about some tips, right? We can't go through a segment of Be Aware with the BBB without talking about some tips, right, Greg?
Well, I like it because I get messages every day.
Okay.
I'm still getting the loan approval thing.
Yeah.
It's a different area code that pops into my phone. It always says a possible spam, but I've been approved for a loan anywhere between $58,000 and $63,000. Just need to call them back. I've not yet done it.
Don't do it.
Okay, good. Yeah,
good. Okay, Lisa.
I'm here to tell you.
Here's something new. And I don't even, I know it's a scam, but this is something different than anything we've talked about before. This is just somebody asking a question, not asking for anything, but I feel like these are now these new things that are leading you just to start a conversation. So yesterday during the show, 12:53, I get a text. Can I borrow you for a sec? So it makes it sound like it's casual,
conversational,
too, right?
Yeah.
Friend. Right. Yeah. I, of course, I didn't respond at all. And then today during the show, come to dinner. What are these? This is something new. I feel like, is this just trying to get you to start a conversation?
It is. And, you know, it reminds me, I mean, it's got to be a spinoff of what we saw about 2 years ago starting up, where someone would say, hey, you know, it was great seeing you last night, or I had a great time, where it prompts the other person to really think about it and go, well, wait a minute. You know, I think maybe they reached the wrong number, and then they reply. So it tells them that, first of all, the phone number is a workable number, you know. But second of all, you know, they're hoping to engage you back and forth. And, you know, some people do.
Well, every week it seems like we got something new for that. But we also wanted to talk today because life is full of unexpected twists and turns.
Yes.
So say you lose your house keys, or I mean, I'm always tracking traffic. So somebody, you know, their car breaks down. What are some just contacts that you should always have, whether you keep them in your back pocket, you keep them in your wallet, you keep them in the car?
Right. I love to talk about this because it's something that people don't often think about until they're in the situation. And now they're locked out of their house. They need a locksmith, or their, pet is sick or ill, or they need, emergency service. And now, they don't know where to go. So I love to give the advice that everyone should do their research a little bit earlier, be prepared. So in other words, a locksmith is my favorite example because we see so many
many
scams in regard to locksmiths. Yes. So, but to answer your question, what you should have in your back pocket for your home, a locksmith, have that phone number, already do your research, already know, who's had, positive comments and reviews.
Yeah, ask the neighbor. Who's your go-to locksmith,
right?
Who is trusted,
exactly,
and not too expensive?
And do your own research. Check on them. Check C-Comp, check BBB, check reviews online, and have that in your back pocket, that person's name and phone number. An electrician and a plumber, both very, very good. I mean, that's, a pipe burst or something happens to your plumbing and now, you're desperate. And you want to get that call as soon as possible because who knows how long it will take. So have those numbers in your back pocket. For your car, have a reputable tow service handy, or an auto repair shop as well. Very, very good to have that. And then, for your family, how about a babysitter or nanny service, a pediatrician? You don't want to have to find that at the last minute. Ask around, and when you get so many positive replies, put that pediatrician and phone number in your phone or keep it handy. And as far as, finances, a bank or credit union, your credit card company as well.
All right. There you go. A note card in your wallet, Craig.
Lisa, I want to double back real quick on the messages that Jessica was receiving. I did not send those to you, by the way. Come to dinner or got a sec. Some people might feel compelled to even respond wrong number. Is that dangerous?
Yeah. I mean, our advice always is don't respond at all. Just hit delete, which is hard for us to do. I feel like, people want to be kind and, this poor person, might have reached me in error. So I'm going to let them know that, they have the wrong number. Do not feel bad. Just hit delete.
I always say just don't even think that much into it. I don't think about it at all. I'm just like scam,
right.
Well,
out of mind.
The loan thing that I've been getting,
yes,
for weeks and weeks and weeks, and it probably happens 14, 15 times a week, right? It's just ridiculous how many times these messages are coming in. There is a message left by a person, and then it also says, press 7 to opt out, right? But again, they can hear my voice saying, hi, you've reached the voicemail of Greg Matzik. I'm not here right now. Leave a message. Yada. They know that the phone is operational. By pressing 7, am I causing any damage?
Yes. Well, I don't know if I would call it damage, but I would say don't do it.
Well, I haven't. It's just annoying.
Yeah. I mean, and for anyone that's listening out there, don't do it. It is annoying. These loan calls are just overwhelming right now. I mean, that's what we're getting the most of. It's constant. It's all day long to our BBB scam tracker. I mean, it's boring me to have to go through these. Give me something juicy. But no, these loan calls and text messages are never ending right now. But yeah, I would say don't even. And people ask that all the time when we go out and give presentations to the community. Should I hit, you know, 7 to, you know,
yeah, I don't think they're going to stop if I hit 7.
Yeah, right.
Right, they're not stopping.
And right. And that'll probably just, you know, indicate to them that, you know, it's a working number.
Lisa, by the way, one of our fans from the 414 says, I'm a locksmith. So glad she brought that up.
Oh, yes.
We appreciate it, Lisa. Lisa with the BBB, serving Wisconsin. Thanks so much. That's Be Aware with the BBB. Twice a month.